So let's review. The Mishnah on Daf Beis continues. It's permitted to repair public water cisterns or to clear them from gathering debris on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara adds, Rabim tzrichim lahem afilu chafira mutter. If they're needed for public use on Yom Tov, it's even permitted to dig new cisterns. Accordingly, the Gemara cites and explains a related brisa. Choytetin bayrois shichin ma'areis shel yachid, ve'in tzaruch loymer shel rabim kishetzrichim lahem. It's permitted to clear out a private cistern, and certainly a public cistern, when it's needed for Yom Tov, because then it's even permitted to dig new public cisterns. However, ve'in choyfen bayrois shichin ma'areis shel rabim, ve'in tzaruch loymer shel yachid kishetzrichim tzrichim lahem. It's forbidden to dig new public cisterns, and certainly private ones, if they're not needed for Yom Tov, because then it's even forbidden to clear old private ones. The Mishnah continues. It's permitted to repair public roads and streets on Chol HaMoed. And to repair the mikvois, as the Braisa explains, Lamud al mikvois. This means measuring the mikvah to ensure that it contains the requisite 40 saw. The Mishnah continues. Va'oisin kol tzarchei rabim. And we can and must do all repairs for public use. Umatayin es akvaris. And we mark graves on Chol HaMoed so people will not accidentally become tamei. The Gemara cites many sources for this application. The Gemara cites a brisa. Ein mitzayinin loyal kazayis min hameis, v'loyal etzem kisa'oira, v'loyal dover she'enon mitame bo'oil. We do not mark areas where we bury an exact kezias of flesh from a corpse, which will soon decompose and become smaller, nor a bone the size of a barley, nor any other item that's not metame tumas oil, does not transmit tuma by someone passing over it without touching it. The Braisa continues, Avam etzainin al hashidro ve'al gulgoylas, al roiv binyan ve'al roiv minyan hameis. We do mark the area where we bury a spinal column or skull of a corpse, or most of a skeleton, whether it has most of the number or most of the volume of the bones, because these are metame tumas oihel. Ve'ein mitzayinin al vadois al mitzayinin al sveikis. It's not necessary to mark areas where there is a known tuma, because people know to stay away from that area. We only mark where there is a possible tuma. Ve'elu heina sveikis, chachay suprois. This includes secluded areas under overhanging branches or protruding stones, which people often use for burial. Ubeis apras, or a field that might contain a grave. The Gemara differentiates between two types of Beis HaPras, Sada She'avad Bokever and Sada She'nechresh Bokever. If a grave was lost in a field, the entire field transmits Tumah through oil and requires a marker. However, if a field with a grave was plowed over, it does not transmit Tumah through oil, since we assume that the bones were scattered and crushed to less than a shear, and so it does not require a marker. The Braisa concludes, Ve'ein ma'amidin tziyun b'makoyim Tumah, sh'loy lahafsid es hataharis. We do not set the marker directly over the tumah so that people should notice it before becoming tamei. Ve'ein marchikin tziyun mimakom tumah shelo lahafsid es eretz Yisrael. Nor do we place it too far away so as not to unnecessarily designate areas in eretz Yisrael as tamei. The Gemara cites a related ruling: Matzo even achas mitzuyenes tachteho tamei. If we find one stone marked, we assume the tumah is directly beneath it because people will notice the stone before going over it. However, shtayim, if there are two marked stones near each other, im yesh sid beinehen, beinehen tamei, v'im ein sid beinehen, beinehen tahar. If there's line between them, then that area is tamei, but if there's no line between them, there are two separate markers and the area between them is tahar. However, another braisa adds, sid shafuch al reishehen, umarida lakan ulakan. If the lime is on both stones and also scattered over this area, im yesh chayrish beinehen, beinehen tahar, v'im lav beinehen tamei. If the area between them is plowed, we assume this caused the lime to peel off the stones, and the area between them is tahar. Otherwise, it's tamei. Another ruling. Meitzer echad mitzuyin, hu tamei, v'chal hasada kula tahayra. If one border of a field is marked, the area underneath the marking is tamei, but the entire field between them is tahar. And the same applies if two or three borders are marked. However, arba, hein tahayrin, v'chal hasada kula tameya. If all four borders are marked, the areas under the markers are tahar, but the entire field between them is tamei, because we assume that they marked all four sides to indicate that the entire field is tamei.